Let's try that again.
Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Lee. Social podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode or just listening to it for a few moments on the bus. Or maybe it's just me listening to it in the future while I'm playing it back to do a quality control check. Either way, thank you, future me, for checking out this episode. I appreciate you greatly. It's me by myself today. Ariel Washington is currently traveling, and we decided to bring the podcast back. Took a little bit of a hiatus, pretty much a break between each of the previous three episodes. A lot happened in life. I'm not going to recap it all over again, but right now, things are going a little bit better. I am keeping very busy these days with my own personal things going on, projects, writing, a little bit of traveling for comedy, and also for music. I'm not playing music. I traveled with my nephew to go watch the Foo Fighters. I took him to his first concert, and that was an amazing experience. As I mentioned in the previous episode, I recently lost my cat of 18 and a half years, and a little bit of time passed. I did my grieving, doing the thing that I've needed to do to make sure that I'm in a good headspace. But on top of that, I did the thing I also said I would do when I am in a position to, which is taking in a doggy. That's right, I got myself a dog, a husky. And I know what you're thinking, Jose, a husky is a lot of work and a lot of energy, and it's going to be very much time-consuming. And I say to that, you're absolutely right. I have spent so much of my time and energy with this dog, but I got to tell you, it's been absolutely worth it because my endorphins have been sort of on an overload in comparison to where I had been previously. I'm exhausted in a good way, and I got to tell you, I am loving this so far. So her name is Milkshake. She's in the room with me right now. Hopefully, she doesn't make too much noise. I actually named her after Reese, intangibly, you know, in honor of. And if you're saying, Jose, how do the two connect? I will tell you. You're not really asking that. It's not that interesting, but I'm going to tell you because why not? It's my podcast. You're listening. You downloaded this. You knew what you were going to get. So the name actually comes from my original cat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Chavez was her last name, or her full name, I guess. So we called her Reese's, Reese. Very lovable, very sweet cat. She was white and brown and a little orangey, so she definitely reminded me of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Now, I didn't want to name this dog, which is brown and white, peanut butter, because I was a little too close to Reese's, and I just didn't want to do that. I felt like it'd be a little too, it would hurt a little bit. So instead, what I decided to do was my favorite shake to get is actually the Reese's shake. So I decided, you know what? Shake, milkshake. Let's fucking do that. Yeah, why not? That's a good name. That was that interesting story. And now I feel like I shouldn't have told that story, but whatever. It's called Awkwardly Social. Again, you knew exactly what you were going to get from this. Anyway, hi. How are you doing? I pretty much just went on for 4 minutes without pausing, which is any conversation with me. So whether you're listening to a podcast of mine or trying to like get a word in edgewise, this is how I roll. And this has been sort of my life lately. For those of you wondering where we were, as I mentioned, focusing on ourselves, taking care of ourselves, doing the therapy thing, doing the medication thing, even trying edibles. And people have been trying to get me to do microdosing and all that stuff. And I got to tell you, when you tell people that you're currently on a journey to try to get better or better yourself, everyone has a very strong opinion. And to that, I say, how's your mental health? Because so many people will sort of provide you their philosophies on how to do things. And then, you know, you got a question where they come from a little bit. And I got to tell you, I'm okay with the fact that not everybody in my life is in a good headspace and still providing me something. Because if they're giving me some kind of advice, usually it means that they are trying to take care of themselves. So that's what I take. I would rather talk to somebody who says I'm still working on myself than somebody that's like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm there. I'm fixed. I'm perfect. Because that is a person who absolutely has loopholed their way through what they call their recovery. Because everything's always, everyone's going to have something that bothers them at all times. You know, it could be something minor or major, a thing that they are not dealing with or addressing, or a thing that they have dealt with and addressed, but still sort of exist within the pain or discomfort or the trauma of that thing. So there's always all these different kind of worldviews that have been sent my way, and I have taken what I, you know, what I could. I'll try a little bit of everything. Why not? I know what's been working for me, and I'm going to continue to do that, but I will give other things a try. The microdosing, the mushrooms, mostly just those two things. Usually it's some kind of hallucinogenic or something that they're like, why don't you go ahead and just try this thing, see how it feels. And why not? Give it a shot. Fuck it. It's my brain. It's already got some shit going on. Why not throw a couple of wrenches in there, see what'll happen? Because, you know, sometimes you got to just hit the side of a jukebox to get it start playing the record. And maybe it's this jukebox just needs a good smacking in and good to go. Because I've had a lot going on in my life. Oh, my God. Everybody has. It's like, but I love the advice that people are sending my way, because I'm also somebody who doles it out, you know. So I'd be a hypocrite if I couldn't at least take in some of that information. People are talking to me about relationship advice, you know, how to deal with long distance stuff, how to deal with life stuff, how to deal with financial stuff, all these beautiful things that people are always trying to inject within each other's lives. And it's been interesting to deal with all of these things, because it also showed me a side of my friends and my community that I had not seen before. Somebody who saw me and was like, you know what, I see something that could help him or that he needs help in. And that made me feel very visible, which was beautiful. As some people don't have that. Some people will deal with that shit privately, quietly, because people around them are completely unaware of the fact that they need an outside, a bit of advice or influence or support or whatever. And that's one of the things that I think is really sort of lacking a lot these days in the kind of advice that we can give somebody, is sort of something one-on-one. There's a lot going on in the world that I will be trying not to get too heavy on. There's, you know, things with everything that's going on with Palestine. And the short thing I will say is this, is check on your friends. If you see somebody who is constantly posting something and you're thinking to yourself, I'm just going to go ahead and mute their stories. Don't do that. I understand the discomfort of it. You having to watch or even skip over a video is nothing in comparison to what's sort of going on in the world. And I'm not saying like you should feel shame and you have to force yourself to watch this thing. What I'm saying is, if you see a friend who is currently just so focused on this thing and he's emotionally overwhelmed and is showing you signals or signs that they need somebody to talk to, reach out to them, have a quick conversation with them. Even if you don't fully agree with what they're talking about, give them an opportunity, especially if they are of that descent. Because I got to tell you, when they're caging up kids, when Trump was in office and I was getting chased by Trump supporters and having probably the highest ratio of racism thrown my way in my life, I could have used a friend. I could have used somebody who was there on my side, who, or at least somebody who listened to me and empathized with me, because that was a very crucial point in time in which so many people had to deal with so much shit that it felt necessary to be able to put it out there. And to that I say, you know, be a friend. Be somebody who will be, even if a short just check in, like, hey, just check in to see how you're doing kind of thing, that is more than what they probably were expecting from you. And that is probably not even enough of what they need. But finding something in the middle to where you can reach out. And if any part of you ever thinks to yourself, well, no one ever checked in on me when this and that, I am sorry that that happened to you. I'm sorry that people weren't there for you quite the way that you were trying to be there for them now. But I think that the problem is that we all have somebody who needs to remind us to be human every now and then. Like, just be human. Just be human for 5 minutes. You know, put yourself aside, put your ego aside. And I'm saying this from a place of, I don't do that very well myself. I am bad at it. I think if something is bothering me and festering in my head, I will absolutely work on or kind of prioritize that a little bit more than I should. And after a while, I realize my errors, my faults, and I try to move forward from that. And I try to make things right. I try to rectify things. Sometimes I'm awesome at it and I immediately notice it before it becomes a thing. And other times it's just something that I'm surprised I figured it out as quickly as I did, or took as long as I did. Either way, we all have things that we have to work on. And sometimes it's just a matter of checking in on a friend. Sometimes it's just a matter of checking in on, not even a friend, like an acquaintance, like somebody you used to work with, somebody you were kind of buddies with at some point, somebody that if they made you laugh at some point or make you feel okay, that should be enough for you to be like, let me just check in with this person. You don't got to do the whole thing and go over and spend time with them. It helps if you're good enough friends, but it's not necessary to do all that. Sometimes somebody just needs to hear or see something that is outside of the thing that is overwhelming them. And, you know, that's why it's good to spend time and hang out with some friends. Sometimes it's good to do the thing to disconnect yourself just a little bit and then, you know, process and come back. You know, sometimes you need an outsider's perspective. The one bit of advice I always get or give is sort of like, get out of your own head. And by that, I mean, like, don't think of things from your own perspective, because that is one of the hardest things people can like do or not do. It's like, oh, I never had that life, so I don't understand that perspective, so I don't really particularly care or I'm invested or whatever. My philosophies and my views are based off of my own experiences or my own understanding of this experience, versus being like, oh, you know, I am taking in your perspective, even though I haven't experienced it myself. I'm understanding that you and I don't have the same lens. You know, like, I need to try to see things through your lens a little bit more. I actually had a friend once who, God bless her, lovely woman, lovely, great woman, very caring, loving mother, dedicated wife, just a person in the community who had a lot of shit she was dealing with herself, who one day essentially reached out to me and said, how can I help? Because she saw something that was going on in terms of like, when there were people being held at the border and kids were being separated from their families. I'm saying this as if it's past tense. It's not past tense. It's still presently happening. It's just not happening presently on the news and such, like things like that. So she was like, what can I do to help? Because I'm feeling terrible, because I am what I feel like a privileged older white woman who's never had to deal with this kind of stuff. And I'm just feeling all this, like, what can I do? I am hurting. I'm just a housewife who has no pull or resources, but I'm feeling like guilty about this whole thing, which was sweet. And that she was feeling so much internally of that. I had to spend a little bit of time, you know, comforting her, letting her know, first of all, it's appreciated how much you're caring and how much you carry with you dealing with these kinds of things. That is nice and appreciated. But if somebody's trying to make you feel bad about it, first of all, that's stupid. Don't make somebody feel bad for not feeling bad enough. That is not a thing. It's like, you don't punish somebody for not feeling enough. I mean, unless they did something themselves that they need to repent for, kind of thing. That's a whole different story. But I'm talking about in terms of like somebody not caring enough on social media, not posting enough on social media about a topic or whatever. And that's kind of been the thing. So I gave her whatever advice I could. I listened to her. I tried to remove her from that situation a little bit. But ultimately, she was reaching out to me because she wanted to make sure I was okay. And I think that that's beautiful, that she was like asking how I am as a person who has to witness this and has also been a victim of this myself. And that's really sweet. That's very caring. That's very nice and lovely. But ultimately, I was fine. You know, I was okay. I just wanted to make sure at this point she was okay. Because again, even though technically I would be the one who'd be more impacted because it's my culture, my community, whatever, there's other people in the world who are being impacted by it, you know, and it's just a matter of checking in with somebody. So I checked in with her a few times. Everything worked out okay in terms of the things she needed to deal with. But when you are living under a focal point of existence where everything you do is focused on this one fault, on this one thing, you're going to stress yourself and focus yourself too much on this one thing. And again, I do that. I do that shit all the time. Just ask my ex. No. So, God, I'm an idiot. I will say, be there for one another in whatever way you can. It's not a requirement. It's not a pressure kind of thing. But it's one of those things where if at any point in your life somebody needed to be there for you and they weren't, just think of that moment and apply to yourself. And don't be like, they weren't there for me, so I'm not going to be there for them. That's true. That's fucking sad that they weren't there for you. But also, fucking suck it up and be a good human. You know, like, you want good things to happen, you got to do good things. You can't thoughts and prayers your way through life. That's not how it works. And I appreciate people who want to have their strong faith and all that stuff. But it's like sometimes it's just about the action. It's just about making those decisions, call yourself and putting yourself out there. It's just about doing all these different things. And that's kind of where things are right now. By the way, I'm getting very preachy, so I'm going to move away from this. I was trying to do something a little more philosophical. Well, not philosophical. Something a little more campy. And this is the route that I ended up in. But that's what happens when you let me talk long enough, is I remember something that I'm like, oh, yeah. And another thing. Yeah, I usually have Ariel here to bounce back and forth between some stuff, but even she and I can get pretty deep and heated about things. And that's, you know, one thing you're going to learn it to love about this podcast. But yes. Oh my God. By the way, send me all the puns, all the memes, all the things that you want to send me. Right now, I'm open to all of that kind of stuff because I'm trying to be more, trying to have a little more levity in my life. I was originally going to come on here and promote a show that I'm doing this weekend. So it's this is Halloween weekend. Halloween falls in the middle of the week or early start, which is like a terrible time. But I'm actually performing on the night where everybody's going to be going out in costume. I was going to promote a show with Carlos on here, but it turns out it's sold out 2 weeks ahead of time. So if you are somebody who's going to be going to the show this weekend, oh my God, thank you for selling this out so quickly. I have people who are like, I'm going to get tickets last minute. And I was telling them, like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. The tickets are getting kind of, they're sort of selling kind of quick. And they did. And I got to take full credit for it because it wasn't that my successful friends with acting careers, it wasn't my successful friend who has a whole brand that they are making a good living off of. It's because of me. The guy that you saw at McDonald's the one time ordered way too much food and made it seem like it's for more than one person, but it was really all just for myself. Yes, I was the driving force of those ticket sales. So hopefully I'll still go despite this episode. You still decide to check out the show. It's been a great time lately. Things have been going good. I would say not perfect because there's so many things that are not going awesome. But compared to where I was even just a couple months ago, I'm in a much better space. And I think we all need to be. I don't have a sponsor, but if I did, my sponsor would probably be some kind of therapist program out there. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm going to take a moment right now to do something. And it's going to be taking the time to show appreciation for people in my life who will be there for me, who will listen to me, who will tolerate me, who will forgive me, who will support me emotionally or whateverly. Thank you to everybody that has been around because it has been interesting to cobble together a healthier mindset. And I think a big part of it is being around people who are willing to give you a little bit of their sanity to try to help you get through yours or get to back to yours. It's like a good way to put it is someone's battery is dead on their car. You're going to use a little bit of your battery to jumpstart this other one just to kind of get it going again. And that's what you're doing. It's you're jumpstarting. You're connecting to somebody else and you're sort of just restarting them. You're kind of getting them going again. It takes a little bit of your energy to do so. And I think that happens quite often is like it takes a little bit of yours. But the hope is that someone else is going to then one day, if you need it, give you a jump, kind of restart you, kind of get you going again. And that's it. That is the network of I don't know, I want to say network of humanity, but that seems a little too big for what I'm trying to say. Just don't be an asshole if somebody needs you to hype them up a little bit. Give them a quick jump. You know, don't physically attack anybody, you know, and don't jump on them. Some people have bad backs. And also, you got to take care of your knees. Oh my God, my knees. I got to tell you, walking a dog 5 times a day, even if I'm not doing too much strenuously, like it feels bananas. And I was also putting weight back on. I like having this dog has actually resulted in me losing a little bit of weight because of how often I'm walking her. And I am not working out nearly the way I used to be. You know, when I first lost my cousin, I was obsessed with the gym because I needed a way to exert this like fatigue, create this fatigue and shut my mind off and do all these things. And I was getting in decent shape. I was getting buff. I was starting to see muscles. I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know I could get muscles. And then, you know, I stopped working out and everything started to atrophy a little bit. Then I started working or being more active again because of my dog. So I'm like feeling okay right now. I feel like I need to get back to the gym though and do that just a little bit more. Mostly just because I feel like certain shirts fit me better when my arms were just a wee bit thicker. And I don't even necessarily want to be like a super strong person. I just want to be strong enough to do the work that I do, you know, on set. I want to feel strong enough to be able to like have energy to be able to take care of my pup and, you know, and all that. And that's kind of the extent of it. Is that is my thing that I'm trying to get back to, just trying to rebuild that energy to be able to endure life, not just for myself, but for others. And that is something I'm going to be doing. So you might hear me prioritizing myself a little bit more. I'm not conditioned to that. I am very much not conditioned to that. But I am going to work on doing something like that for myself. I'm going to choose to be my own champion because I have not done that for myself probably ever. You know, I just had a conversation with somebody who found out that I was a PA for Cartoon Network, and they were like asking me a bunch of questions about what it was like working there. And as I was explaining it, I was saying everything as all I did was this kind of way. And I downplayed so much of what I did because there were so many people who did more. And then when I was talking to some of those people, they were like, oh, I wish I had done more. I wish I had done this. Oh, that's cool that you got to do this one thing that I didn't get to do. And their responsibilities were much greater than mine, but they were like a little bit saying like, oh, I wish I could have done what you did, which is crazy to me because you think to yourself, wait, you fucking did way more creative things than I did. And you are upset that you didn't get to do this one kind of creative thing that I did. Like, it's so funny because we all look at each other as like, oh, I wish I could have done that thing. I wish I could have done that. And we're all going to sort of be envious or perceive the other people's lives or worlds or moments as a little bit more. And in a way, when we do that, we make our world seem a lot less. We make ourselves feel less than. And nobody does that to me more than myself. I am my own worst enemy in that way, where I'm constantly just telling myself, God, you fucking loser. You know, let's not do that to ourselves. Let's not do that to each other. And if you hear somebody being negative and attacking themselves, take the time to correct course for them. Give them praise. Give them love. And then if you start doing that to yourself, talk to somebody who's a good hype man. I would say, if not your partner, somebody who in your life who would be your hype man. I will be your hype man. I will be like, you know what? Listen to this. This is for everybody that's listening right now. Do you have any idea how hard it is to be a person in life ever? It's not always easy, but you fucking do it. You exist. You continue to exist. And you continue to problem solve. And you continue to try to just be you. And that is sometimes the best thing you can do. Because once you understand yourself, you get through things a lot better. And you yourself are going to fucking get through anything. You are an intelligent person. And even if you tell yourself, I'm not intelligent, I didn't go to school, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, skip over all of that. The education of life, the education of you, that is what you need to focus on and celebrate. Be thankful that you figured things out, that you learned these lessons. Don't think about all the times when you haven't figured something out, because nobody fucking has everything figured out. There's people who will pay many, many people just to try to figure something out. And you're trying to do it on your own. You know, I could do it. There's people who are trying to learn a second language. People who are trying to learn English and being mocked because they're like, oh, you're coming here speaking with your foreign ass accent, can't figure this one out. Motherfucker, they are taking the time to learn a language that is not native to them. And they're adding knowledge and ability to communicate to a level that you cannot comprehend because they are doing something amazing right now. So if you're doing something like that where you're not giving yourself enough credit, give yourself the credit. Stop and look at the thing you're doing and think to yourself, there was a point in time where I didn't think I could do this, and here I am doing it. So keep fucking at it. Keep fucking going through it, to it, doing it. I believe in you so much. And if nobody's told you this today, I believe in you. And I have hope for you. And I have so many things that I want to go well for you. I want you to end your day feeling like I made it through it. And I didn't do that bad. I want you to feel like, holy shit, this is me trying, doing my best. And then someday you're going to be like, holy shit, this is me successful. If you were successful today in the thing you wanted to do, good fucking job. A round of applause to you. Great for fucking doing it. You know, you're going to have that. And then the next day you're going to be like, I did that thing. Now what? Now you just give yourself a moment to process the thing you just did. And then you go on and you do something else. Don't rush yourself. Don't rush those things. Don't rush those things. And don't make yourself feel bad just because you haven't gotten to that thing you wanted to get to. Not everyone's going to figure it out right away. Not every relationship is going to make it. Not every job is for you. Not every life experience is meant to be a lesson. Sometimes shit just happens and you just got to endure and deal and get through it. You know, it's, I'm preaching, but I'm trying to be the one who actually listens to my own sermon. And hopefully I will get there. And if you tell me, hey, you got to work on yourself, you're probably right. You know, I don't care how much you got to work on. You're probably right. I definitely have something to work on. And if I told you that I didn't, then I'd be that idiot I was talking about at the start of the episode who was like, no, I'm good. I'm fixed. Nah, I am not fixed. I have a ways to go and I'm going to get there. We're all going to get there. You know, it's just a matter of trying to do our best and enduring along the way for this fucking crazy journey that we're on. Take care of yourselves. We're going to be back with more episodes. They're going to be a little less deep and like this. That's usually how my solo episodes go. But the ones that we're going to have, we're going to have some amazing guests coming up. We've already lined up a few that are very much interested in doing this. Hopefully we get them on sooner than later. In any case, we're going to get right back to the swing of things. So take care. Keep life awkward. And I cannot wait to be back here with y'all again. Take care.